we wanted to make this sort of an extraordinary celebration.
Again, welcome everyone. Thank you for spending part of your Memorial Day with us here at the Rachel Carson Homestead. Most of us know that Rachel is world famous. People in every country have read her books. People around the world have credited her with starting the environmental movement. And the story really begins right here in this house. And so every year we host this birthday party.
I grew up in love with the forest and the wild thing. When I was just 11, 12, I read a book called Silent Spring. Even through the eyes of a child, that wisdom.
President Kennedy was asked at a news conference, "What's this about Miss Carson? Have you heard of her?"
"Yes, I've read her book."
So, remember Rachel for her love of the outdoors that began here as she walked in the woods? She was one of the 100 most famous people, not just women, people of the 20th century. Her books are still in print. They're available in the gift shop. To think how everything we do in the world is connected. She realized that in the food chain, if the eagle eats a fish that's eaten a little fish that's eaten some grass, each of those things has DDT in it. So by the time you eat the fish, you've accumulated all that DDT.
All right, thank you everyone for coming and spending the Memorial Day with us. As you drove in the town of Springdale, you can see that they put banners up with members of the military who have served in the past. And another little known fact for you today, Rachel's brother actually served in the military, so we give him a silent salute. He inspired Rachel to write one of her very first published pieces of literature that she had published in a national magazine. It was called Battle in the Clouds, and that prompted her love of writing. So to anyone in the audience that has served in the military, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you all for being here. We'll hopefully see you next year. We usually do this weekend before Memorial Day. Thank you very much.
You are listening to the Social Voice Project Podcast Network. This podcast is a member of the Local History Podcast Initiative. I'm Kevin Farkas, executive producer of the Allegheny Valley History Podcast, where we explore and showcase topics celebrating the cultural, industrial, and ethnic heritage of the Allegheny River Valley.
I'm Tracy Merrick.
And I'm Karen Merrick, his wife.
And we spent a week last July at the cottage on Southport Island. I would say without question that it exceeded every one of our expectations. It was really incredible just to spend time on the rocks down below the Rachel Carson Cottage and just soak in the environment, to listen to the very calming ocean waters, and to watch the sunset over the Sheepscot River, to take in all the wildlife that was in the area. We weren't there very long until some osprey flew over and their chirping pervaded the whole woods, and to listen to the wood thrush and so forth. It was just really an extraordinarily relaxing time in what had been for me a very, very hectic summer. So it was a respite, and I came back renewed in a way that I never expected to, but just really enjoyed being there.
The September before, we had come out with our friends, Tom and Margaret, who were from Colorado, and we came out to see the homestead, and they were with us. And just on a whim, we decided to purchase the raffle ticket, never imagining that we would actually win. And so when we did, we invited our friends to go with us, and so the four of us went and just, again, had an incredible time. It was wonderful.
The only day that it was a little bit nasty, we decided we were going to drive around the island, and found ourselves just at the time when there was a huge downpour at the Southport Library. Walked in and realized that they had an entire collection of Rachel Carson's writings in their library in the stacks. And around the main reading room, there were paintings that someone locally had painted with a quote from Rachel Carson's book, A Sense of Wonder, beside each one of them. And as we went into various stores and shops and so forth, there are folks who still spoke about Rachel and her influence in that area. So no question, there was a sense of her aura still present on Southport Island. It was really neat.
And in particular, in the cottage, we stayed in the bedroom right next to her study. So it was just really neat to kind of be in that room and imagine her being there and writing her books. And then we found some children's books about the sea, and just, again, that sense of Rachel was most definitely there.
So would you recommend people buy a raffle ticket?
Absolutely.
Buy as many tickets as you can. We were just fortunate to win with one, but yes. Buy a lot of tickets.
Sure.
Could I just share one last thing, and that is?
Sure.
I will never forget walking into the cottage and then walking into Rachel's study. And I was just immediately overcome with this incredible emotional sense of awe, because there I was standing in the place where she had written Silent Spring. And it just really was deeply moving. And then to see an issue of Down East Magazine, which is published in Maine, that was, I think, an issue of 1982 maybe, dedicated to Rachel and her work, and we all poured over that issue. But it was really quite neat. So thank you for the opportunity to chat.
You bet. One last question. What did you think of the celebration here today?
Oh, it was really neat. I was here a couple of years ago on the 110th anniversary of her birth. A lot more folks here today in this incredibly glorious day, and the music. It's just really neat to be here.
You are the Madam of the Day, huh?
Oh,
you had a nice celebration. You want to tell me your name?
Evelyn George.
And Evelyn, you are one of the founders here.
Right.
What is it like here to come back today at this celebration of the birthday?
So and marvelous, so wonderful.
There's a lady who remembers
unbelievably
me. She looks familiar to me,
satisfactory.
Did you ever think it would become this big?
Yeah, I thought it would. I thought every air state would be like this.
And you had a wonderful surprise today here, didn't you, with the Girl Scouts?
Oh, darling girls.
God,
how wonderful to have them.
And they have a special badge they created. What that must be like for you to see these young girls involved and taking an interest in the environmental movement. Is that a good feeling?
It's wonderful. I mean, the number one thing is that they got leaders. I mean, everywhere there's children that would like to be doing this, but there's no leaders. And some of the big city schools, places like that. I don't know where these kids came from. Was it Springdale? So that's great. Have a scout troop from there.
I'm David Carlisle. I'm president of the board. I've lived in or worked in this town for 21 years. And we're thrilled to have so many people here, especially one of our founders, Evelyn McHurdle George. And when we show people this house, it's wonderful to see the reaction they get when they look out the window that Rachel Carson looked out as a little child and until she graduated from what's now Chatham. And they can really sense what it was like for her to walk in the woods here. And so we have a great gem here and we want to promote it.
You are leading some tours throughout the house today?
Yeah.
How were the tours? Were people receptive to the house and the experience here?
Yep. Each tour had a couple people who had read one of her books, but a lot of people who probably had just heard of her name or knew that she'd worked with regulating DDT. But lots of interest. Yeah, they love having the tours. We didn't think there'd be so many people wanting tours. We thought everybody would be out eating ice cream or Glenn's custard.
Well, this is a nice turnout today.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful turnout. Just lots of people from town and from Pittsburgh.
Great. That's very impressive.
Yeah. We have some good things to show off. Now we have a new roof and we have the new classroom building, and our next project is going to be restoring the porch on the front of the house, and it'll seem like Rachel could have sat here on the porch.
And people do come from all over the world to come here.
There's a picture, I just saw it upstairs, of a tour group from Japan. Must have had 15 or 20 people. This was their destination to come here. And from Germany, from lots of countries. And it's incredible to think people would travel that far just to be where Rachel Carson began her life.
Julie Battle, and I live in the neighborhood just a few blocks from here, from the Rachel Carson homestead. And I'm very inspired by the work that she did, and happy to know that she's from this area. However, it is standing in contrast to some other things that are happening in Springdale, and we have been vigilant and encouraging the power companies to tend more towards clean air, clean water, and to reduce the noise pollution for the neighborhood. But Rachel Carson's inspiring work in both environmentalism and through her other writings, I think should encourage anyone in America with any interest. And her influence, I think, is underrated. And I wish more people knew about her.
How was the turnout today?
I think it was quite good. I've been here on a couple of other occasions, and we had a good turnout today. I didn't count, but it seemed like we had a full house and a manageable number, and our tours all filled up at the house, which was awesome.
Right, and there were people from all over coming here today.
Absolutely. People from Butler, from Upper St. Clair, from Canada. So, yes, it's far and wide people came here, and I think that the Facebook page has been a really nice way that the word got out about this event.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think of today at the celebration of the birthday?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, have you been here before?
Yes.
Is it a nice turnout? Is it more of a turnout this year than last year?
I'd say comparable, maybe larger turnout.
I know the tours sold out. I mean, they went great. And yeah, nice weather for today. What does Rachel Carson mean to you? She is impressive. She's very famous, you know. Did you learn anything while you're here today about Rachel Carson?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
That she helped with the DDT.
And that's a good thing, huh?
I mean, she's very inspiring. She was a feminist and environmentalist.
We need more of Rachel Carson's.
Right. We don't have enough. Why don't we have enough?
I think there's a lot of people interested in it, but there's a lot of people that don't do anything about it. It's pretty simple.
I mean, what's central about Rachel Carson is that she was an activist. She went out and did things to act upon her beliefs about the environment. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah. I appreciate how thoughtful she was in everything she put together and tried to communicate to the public. She did it in a way that hopefully would reach the general audience of people. And I really appreciate that about her.
And from right here in Little Springdale, who would have thought, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, people come from all over the world to come here, right? Mm-hmm. To this place? Yeah.
She combined writing and science and activism, which is a very rare combination. Specialization has become the thing for colleges and universities now. A university education is so expensive that parents tend to want to see exactly what job a student will have when they come out of college. But the downside of that is that you then inhibit Renaissance people like a Rachel Carson, who could write beautifully, which is an art in and of itself, who had the scientific gravitas to do the work she did, and then found the ability to be an activist as well. And so she was a rare gift to us in the 20th century.
Wow, that's so well said. I'm going to turn this off and go home.
Professor. Well, and she inspired Chatham College because they have an entire MFA program that's wrapped around the environmental theme. So you can go get a Master of Fine Arts in Writing in poetry or fiction or nonfiction and have it be on environmental writing. So
here's our next Rachel Carson right here.
What? You're starting by being a Girl Scout, right?
Yeah, great. Well, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're going to be famous now when you hear yourselves.
Great.
Okay? Thank you. Okay, we have to talk to the band.
Hi, I'm Will Crum. This is my partner, Ed Jenkins, along with Mark Campana and Todd Williams.
How you doing?
Also known as T. Wilster.
T. Willie.
We're Jenkins and Crum, the Old Friends Music Road Crew. And we enjoy coming out to the homestead here, with Rachel Carson Homestead, playing some songs for the good people on a bright, sunny day.
You guys are really well received, I tell you.
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing was thrown on stage today, was there?
No, unless they have a bad aim.
They didn't have to put the chicken wire up.
No, they didn't.
Hey, so what's Rachel Carson mean to you guys?
Well, you know, I just found out about Rachel Carson, so I was like reading up on her a little bit. But yeah, very interesting person. Very interesting.
She is world famous.
I mean, we're talking going way back. Yeah, so I mean, I didn't know anything about it, but
one of the local Pittsburghers you never hear about. You know, you hear about Johnny Iris and people like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Joe Magarat.
My daughter was Rachel Carson for a school project when she was younger. That's when I learned about it.
I was just talking to some ladies over here, you know, with the young girls and their parents. Those ladies are really inspired by Rachel Carson. I mean, a real role model, right? She was fierce in her activism, and she wasn't ashamed about being an environmentalist, and they were really impressed.
I was quite impressed with the Girl Scouts and the badges and the young lady, Isabella, who created the badge.
She's a pretty amazing kid.
Yes.
incredibly well accomplished at a young age.
Certainly cut from a different cloth.
And nice to see that she was inspired by Rachel Carson. Yeah. We had the good fortune of the historic landmark placard behind us so that we could see the date of her birth. Because we had to figure out how many years. We did a little math. This is 2019, and she, Rachel, was born in 1907. So Mark did the math. What did you come up with, Mark?
I come up with 112.
Funny how today's May 27th, her birthday, too, and we're here for the birthday celebration.
And that's why it's here.
You guys want to give a plug for your band, where people can find out about you?
Oh, sure. Jenkins Crumb, Old Friends Music at jenkinscrumb.com. No B on the end of Crumb, though. If you put the B on it, you will never find us. Yeah. We're on Facebook, too.
We put all our upcoming gigs and everything on there, so if people are interested, yeah.
Great. Thank you,
come
guys.
Come be our friend.
Thanks.
I'll follow you. We had a great day today.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For all bringing right. the sunshine.
All right. Your daughter played Rachel Carson?
Yeah, well, it was a school project.
Uh-huh.
So she had to read the book, and then she had to dress up like her and do a speech.
Yeah.
So I have a picture of her dressed like Rachel Carson, and she's like sixth grade or something.
Was she a role model for your daughter?
For sure, totally. Yeah. Pretty much changed the way she looked at the world, you know. So yeah, she's definitely an environmentalist now, and she's definitely into the social work side of things, wants to take care of people. So yeah, definitely an inspiration, I would say.
You're the big winner for today, huh?
I know!
What is your name?
Raquel Grizzle.
Raquel, you came a long ways to get here.
Yes, I came from Upper St. Clair, so that's about a 40-minute drive with, you know, regular flow traffic.
Yeah, what brought you here?
Well, Amy and I worked together, and she discovered this house and what they were trying to do, and she got so involved in it that she ended up now being a part of the board. And she wanted some volunteer to happen to fix it up because the path was overgrown. And we came here last year, and most people from our workplace came, and we spent from, let me see how long we were here, from about 8 to 7 p.m. at night, and we did all of that. And so I keep coming back regularly, and she told us about the birthday celebration, and I decided to just come with my kid and her friend and came over here and tell her we're going to come here and volunteer. Well, they were. I'm going to come enjoy the music. And
it was a nice turnout, huh?
It was. It really was. A lot of people choose to spend their Memorial Day here. Just shows the impact that Rachel, you know, Rachel Carson has still.
Right.
She's 112,
right.
And she drew this turnout on a holiday. So,
what does she mean to you?
As I told my daughter, people, you know, she's the one. It's a bad thing and it's a good thing at the same time. She's the one that started the environmental movement. But still, it seems as if the environmental movement is still at the ground level just the same. And she's 112 years old and she started that. And it still feels like we're still starting. So it's a good thing to know that, hey, we have someone here in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, that started a movement. But still, it's so dragging still, you know. I think we should have been more aware. There's simple things that people should be doing that they're not. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to even recycle. It doesn't take a lot of effort to do that. So that's one of my main thing. What inspired me and made me come here is the fact that, wow, we have a pioneer here in Pittsburgh. But then I look back at it and I'm like, that's so long ago and we're still so far behind what we should be doing still.
Right. Yeah. I was talking to these young ladies here today, and Rachel Carson is such a role model for these young ladies. Do you find that impressive?
I do. And I said that to my daughter too. I said to her, can you imagine in that day and age a woman coming up and taking on organization and saying, hey, this is open? Because that day still, you know, if you're a woman and you're speaking up, you were looked up as being crass, out of place. But she took that time and still do so. You can imagine the pushback she got. And she wasn't socialized to speak up. But she took that time and did all that and persevere. So you can't find a better female role model than Rachel Carson. She cut across race, and she just cut across generation. Because as a black person, I try to find role model that looks like me for my daughter to inspire. And I put Rachel Carson in that too, because I can't find anything bad about her. You can't. You know, some people you find and you're like, you know, bad people do good things. You cannot find anything bad in, unless it's not in writing, but you cannot find anything bad about her. There's no skeleton in her closet where people can be like, oh, she made that remark or she said that insensitive thing because those were the times. You cannot find anything about her for that, which is why I put her in the category of things that I push on my daughter, because she transcend race, she transcend culture, she transcend nationality. And I feel like what better way to push that on her than someone like that shows example of what America should be.
I'm Lee Testa.
And Lee, you were at one of the tables.
Yes,
right?
I was the gift basket lady. My best friend is Amy Forbeck, who is on the board of directors here, so she asked us to volunteer. Today was fabulous. This is a much bigger turnout than we ever expected. We had hoped, we always hoped that we get this many people, but it was probably triple the number we thought. Wow. So it was very successful.
How about you? What is your name?
My name is Mary Lou Benedetti. I am on the board of directors and treasurer. And the event was absolutely spectacular. Amy organized it to the T. It was, everything ran so well. It was really very good. The weather cooperated. The band was great. We had a good time. Definitely had a good time. I believe Rachel Carson could have greater impact if the exposure was more so. A lot of the schools don't even mention Rachel Carson as a person of importance. And yet she's appeared on magazine covers and has been distinguished with the Medal of Freedom. There are so many things about Rachel Carson that people do not know. She is a regional asset and she needs to be promoted. So I just think that for young girls, especially in the Girl Scouts, she serves as a great role model. And hopefully, you know, go out there and do something else with the world or to the world that's better. Yeah.
Well, you all here at the Homestead are doing your part to make her more of a role model, right? And Amy, you put together today, you are sort of the organizer of today's birthday celebration.
I am. Okay, so my name is Amy Forbeck, and I too am on the board of directors here at the Rachel Carson Homestead Association. In today's event, we've been doing it annually as a birthday party to Rachel to celebrate her life. And this would be her 112th birthday today. And the idea to have a bigger event really came in part from working with the scout that you met today, Isabella Bowling. And we wanted to make this sort of an extraordinary celebration. We had some definitely people who have been following Rachel Carson here. We had some hikers who were hiking along the trail. They didn't even realize the event was happening. They just happened to be hiking the Rachel Carson Trail today, and they stopped in. We had some neighbors. We had people that are brand new to Rachel Carson that didn't even know that this house existed. We had special guests. Of course, the Girl Scout troops were invited because of the presentation we had. We have friends and family of the musicians came. There are, again, friends from our work. All of us here are volunteers. We don't have any paid employees on the board. And so friends of ours from each of our places of work and employment, they have come and support. And talented contributors like yourself and people were here taking some photography for us. So it was a mixture of people that I think what made it such a fun event. We talk about Rachel Carson in the past a lot of times because she is a historic figure, but her legacy is living on so strong in the world. And we are surprised by how many people from all over the world just show up at our driveway here because they have heard about Rachel Carson. They've learned about her in their school curriculums. They may be in the environmental field as a career, and they were inspired by Rachel's work. Or they might not have had any idea who Rachel Carson was, but they themselves have that sense of responsibility and stewardship for the natural world. Anyone with a science background, biology or any of the nature sciences, knows that all of living things are really in one ecosystem. We are one planet. And that's not just a slogan. It is the biological, environmental, scientific nature of us as a planet. Humans are a species in the planet, and we fit in. We do fit in. We don't dominate it. We can't. And that's what Rachel sort of scoffed at scientists in the 1950s who thought we could dominate nature by taking over. I remember being a little girl in school and being taught, finally, with the advent of these pesticides, we as mankind, we are going to kill all the bugs on the planet, which is a little girl who was afraid of spiders. I was so thrilled with that. I thought, what a great idea, finally. But Rachel realized that that is not how nature works. You cannot wipe out any animal, any species, and not have long-term consequences for the whole living ecosystem. So I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to serve. We are always open for any volunteers who want to get involved, not only to help preserve the homestead, You can see we need some work done, but it's come a long way in the last couple years where there's been a resurgence of interest in the local community. And we are so proud to be here and humbled to be serving such a bigger cause. And there's things that each of us can do. It's not over. It's not like we're just telling an old story of some old woman who lived a long time ago. This is a story of right now. This planet is so precious and dear.
So I'm Spencer Horwitz. My mom volunteers for the Rachel Carson Homestead, and I come and volunteer and do a lot of heavy lifting, but yeah.
And you're an education major.
Yeah.
So education's a big component of Rachel Carson Homestead here and just Rachel Carson in general. It's always been about educating the public. What is your connection with educating around environmentalism?
Well, I mean, I've always had sort of a green thumb in me, or just I feel like everybody has some sort of respect for nature. And as a kid growing up, you play in the dirt and you like pick up worms and you garden, but then you never really develop a respect for it beyond that, but you still learn about it in school and you learn all these things, and it's important to learn and to teach and also to preserve, and that's why I come and volunteer with my mom.
My name is Amanda.
You're on the board.
I am, yes, I'm a new board member. I'm really pleased with how today's event turned out. We had a lot of buzz on social media, and luckily the weather cooperated. So we are really happy that we did have such a nice turnout, and we had a lot of people buying raffle tickets and perusing the gift shop. So it definitely today was a success. I grew up a couple streets away. As a young child, I attended camp up here. This was back probably in the early 90s, and they had summer camp for local kids. My best friend and I attended every year that we could. It's something that is important because a lot of local people don't even know that the homestead exists, or that it's right up the street, or what Rachel Carson did and the amazing things that she accomplished in her short life. So what kind of brought me back to the homestead was seeing a need for younger people and for local people who kind of branched out but then came home to get involved. I really think that there is a need for volunteers here. We offer any kind of volunteering you can think of. You can volunteer even if you're not local. We have administrative things that, you know, you could do via email, as well as more physical things that you can do, you know, on site. So there's a definite need for donations, memberships, volunteerism, and I decided that, you know, if there's this need, then, you know, why not fill it? So I've been volunteering here for probably about a year, and then I was recently asked to join the board, so I'm a new board member within the last month.
Well, you know, stepping up and doing things, that, I mean, that's in the vein of Rachel Carson. That's in the spirit of Rachel Carson. I was talking to some young ladies here today, and Rachel Carson is a real role model. Is she a role model for you?
Absolutely. Actually, a little bit earlier when our board president was giving a tour, I got a little teary-eyed thinking about Rachel being a single female in the time when she was learning and researching and then eventually testifying before Congress. She was so brave. And not only was she brave, and not only did she stand up for what she believed in, she, you know, stood by her research. She was a very, very intelligent person. She was never kowtowed by the men in power, who were very powerful men, who did not want her research, her findings, to be broadcast across America, across the world. You know, and a lot of that kind of the things that, you know, might be going on today with, you know, big pharma and different things, even in the environment, harken back to that time when she was one single woman taking on everything, taking on the government. And the fact that she was so ill towards the end of her life and battling and then eventually succumbing to breast cancer just after she had testified and presented her findings to Congress, just being as ill as she was, she's definitely a role model. She wasn't afraid. Even if maybe she was afraid, she didn't let that stop her.
My name is Mary Fogle Loveland. I've lived here all my life, born and raised in Harwich, Pennsylvania. Went to Springdale High School. Really never knew about Rachel Carson all the years through school because they really never taught us about her. Very little, but now I'm very interested in what she did and who she was, and it's very interesting to me now. So I'm just here to tour the home and maybe win a trip to her cottage in Maine.
So happy to see all these young scouts learning about nature and how important Rachel was. Yeah. Gosh, I bet they go back to school and talk about it. Tell the other children that don't get to come here what it was like here.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
This has been Jean Cecil of the Rachel Carson Homestead in Springdale. You've been listening to the Allegheny Valley History Podcast. You can find this show wherever you listen to podcasts. Please be sure to like, rate, and subscribe.
You are listening to a production of the Social Voice Podcast Network.